rest of the story. On a lonely suburban street in the dead of a dreadful night, Hem Nelso sat hunkered in a sound truck. He sat there surrounded by state-of-the-art electronic eavesdropping equipment, listening to the sounds of a man and woman making love. The unsuspecting lovers were trysting in a house down the street, Ham Nelson's house. And the woman in the house was Ham Nelson's wife. Ham had known about Howard and Ruth for some time, and yet he had struggled to save his marriage in spite of it. And even now, Ham was convinced that if only he could frighten Howard away, Ruth would come to her senses and return to her husband. So Ham had the evidence that he had sought, but he sat there in the dark, tormented by the crescendos of passion to which he listened. And his mind, already distraught, snapped. Suddenly he burst from the sound truck. He dashed across the wide lawns to his own, stealthily inserted his house key into the front door lock, and crept toward the bedroom door. He was greeted by the same love sounds that he had heard over the bugging device. And then, in one terrible sweeping motion, Ham flung open the door, and he lunged into the room, and what he had expected was precisely what he found. Howard, utterly shocked, leaped up and took a swing at Ham. The fist missed. Ham was screaming hysterically now. Through the same eavesdropping equipment with which he had bugged the house, he had recorded everything. Once the recordings were made public, it would mean the ruin of his wife and of Howard as well, and with that knowledge, Ham fled into the night. But this is the rest of the story. It was shortly thereafter that Howard received the blackmail threat. The tempestuous recordings were for sale, $70,000, take it or leave it. Horrified, Howard recalled the intimate, humiliating things that he had confided to Ruth while they were together that evening, details of his personal life which Ham Nelson now knew as well, and so it was that Howard, pierced by the sharpest point of that torrid triangle, impetuously responded to Ham's blackmail threat by contracting a professional hitman and buying a contract on Ham's life. But Ham Nelson was prepared for such retaliation by presenting the authorities with a sealed envelope to be opened in the event of his unnatural demise, thus to reveal the identity of the killer behind the killer. And so, reluctantly, Howard wrote Ham a check for $70,000. And in Ruth's presence, the recordings were destroyed. And so, subsequently, was her illicit relationship with Howard, and so, subsequently, was her marriage to Ham destroyed as well. In fact, the only survivor of the devastating affair was Ruth's career, which in those days would have ended abruptly had the evidence of her adultery come to light. Not long afterward, Ruth took out a loan to repay Howard the money he had lost to blackmail. And though he scarcely needed it, he accepted it. And he commemorated the anniversary of their dangerous liaison by sending Ruth a single red rose every year from then on for the rest of his life. Insider gossip in Hollywood has always been that actress Ruth Elizabeth Davis, the actress you knew as Betty Davis, insider gossip has always been that Betty Davis and billionaire Howard Hughes once played a love scene that never made it to the screen. Well, that is so. For now, you know the rest of the story.